Hello, doctors, from the head and heart of Tom Owen. I would like to spend some time with you, me and you talking. This recording is not meant to be a professional speech. This is not me standing in front of thousands of doctors giving a speech at a college graduation or whatnot. This is time that where I would like to convey a very, very important message to you and you in particular. If you're listening to this recording, that means that you've just recently joined the AMC Right Start division. In other words, you're in the ranks. I want to congratulate you. You're a lot smarter than some of them. Many chiropractors come out of school these days. Well, they've been doing it for years, frankly. They come out of school and they think they've got the philosophy, science, and art down, and they're going to come out of school and they're going to believe what's been said to them, that they can drive down the road, run out of gas, get out, cut down a tree, build a table, start practicing, hang your shingle, and you'll be successful. That's not the way it works. And as in this ever-changing world, it's getting tougher and tougher. So I want to congratulate you for an intelligent decision. I also want to just point out to you, you're entering into what's one of the most exciting times in your chiropractic career. This is exciting for you. School's behind you, your future is in front of you, and all the thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, even up to millions of people that you're going to touch in your career are in front of you. So it's exciting. You're dreaming of where you're going to practice, how are you going to practice? You're thinking about, how am I going to get open? How will I get equipment? How will I get financing? All these thoughts are in your head right now, and understandably so. You're about to embark on a brand new venture that you've never done. School is behind you now. Some of you are actually coming to the realization that, you know what? The fantasy world of school is gone, and now we've got to put this diploma that I've worked so hard for into action, and you don't know exactly how to do it. And that also, while it can be an exciting time, some of you right now that are listening to me, you're facing anxiety. Now there's actually fear setting in, realizing that, you're going to have to be a businessman or businesswoman. You're going to be a sole proprietor. You're going to run and own business. You're going to be a boss. You're going to be a leader. You're going to be a motivator. You're going to be an organizer. You're going to be a manager. You're going to have to, you're going to be a bill payer. There's a lot that comes into play when it comes to running a business. And on top of that, you get to be in the exciting world of practicing chiropractic. Now, I want you to use all the talents that you have, the God-given talents and the heart that you have to serve humanity. That's what I want to make sure that is delivered. But just like those doctors that I said earlier, that some of them just come out of school and they think they don't need this guidance. They can go out and make their own decisions. There's so many of them, folks. There's so many of them that are on the side of the road in the ditch. They're out of practice already. They've given up. Do you realize that of your people that you graduated with, of your class, that 50% of them will fail? Okay, that's not going to be you. That's what I'm spending this time with you for. I want you to hear from my experience and my advice of what I can give to you right now as to how to approach your future. But 50% failure rate. Can you believe that 20% of your graduating class will never ever use their diploma? Now, for me and you, that doesn't make a lot of sense. Why in the world would you put that much time, energy, and money into something, that much passion into something, and then never even utilize it? Well, folks, some of you may be, I may be talking to that 20%, but I'm going to see if we can't convert it, because what paralyzes people more than anything is fear. Fear can sway you to not ever take the chance of opening a practice. So, with that said, many of those doctors that are out on the, like I said earlier, they're in the ditch, they're already out of practice. Those are the people that made the wrong decisions for the wrong reasons. And what I would like to talk to you about, just for a few minutes, this isn't your next training class. This is just me talking to you. So if I talk to you for 10 minutes or if I talk to you for an hour, as long as you get my message, this is not about, a CER or a 5-point office visit. This isn't about paperwork and surveying. And this is about, look, you're at the most important crossroad of your career. What you do in the coming days, weeks, months, and it may be up to a year, what you do is going to have a lasting effect on what you get out of your practicing career. You may or may not believe me right now, but look, let's not listen to opinion. Let's listen to principle and proof. I can prove to you how much the decisions that we're going to make in the right start process are going to come into play in your success. So, for example, you need to get three head. Write this down. Let's start making some notes. Number one, emotion and reason don't occupy the same space at the same time. When we're choosing the right market, we need to choose that market for the right reasons. We don't choose a market because, hey, that's where I happen to have a house right now. This is where I live. This is where I'm going to practice. That might not be the best reason, the right reason for opening a practice just because you live there. You may have to make the tough decision to move. You don't practice necessarily. You make the decision for practicing in a particular market because that's where your in-laws live, or that's where your spouse has his or her job currently. Look, if you open correctly, you can have your dreams. But if we're making the wrong decisions for the wrong reasons rather than the right decisions for the right reasons, you're putting the odds against you. Did I say that you can't practice in a downtown area, in a high white collar community, and that's because that's where your in-laws live? Did I say you can't do that? No, I didn't say you can't, but I'm telling you, you will have a much harder row to hoe than your fellow colleague that listens to the experience that's at hand. So, what happens when you pick a wrong market? What happens to you when you're over it, when you go into it and you don't listen to us, you don't listen to the experts that are going to be sharing with you? Your coaches are expertly trained and experienced in this part. This is what they do. They open successful chiropractic offices. They don't open failures. And what happens when you make the wrong decision on the wrong location and your overhead's too high, or you go to a market because that's where your in-laws live, and all the marketing tools that you really need to start up a new business because that's what you're going to be? You cannot focus on a pediatric op business or office. You can't focus on well, you can't get specific on what you're going to treat. You can't go in there and just open up the doors and hope they flood in. You have to go to where you're going to be building a new business. You can't build a referral practice when you don't have patients. Listen to me. Don't get ahead of the cart, the cart before the horse. You've got to do things in a certain order, and marketing is going to be important on a new business at the beginning. You're not on the inside triangle of the referral triangle of what the medical profession has. You're going to be an educated entrepreneur. In other words, you're going to be opening a business and you're going to have to market for that business. So, you got to think about that. What happens when you pick the wrong market for the wrong reason? What happens when you go into a location that's got high overhead built in right off the bat? What happens when you go purchase, which I would tell you not to do, all this expensive equipment? Lease when you lease that equipment. It's going to be tax deductible and it's going to keep your capital in your pocket while you're opening. These are things that your coach is going to share with you. But what happens when the marketing's not available? What happens when you sign too long of a lease for your location? What happens to you when you have to go out and you buy the very expensive, and I hear this all the time, I got to have the $75,000 digital X-ray unit? No, there's been practices opening for many, many years on a smaller budget. Get open, get your cash flow flowing, and then you can afford whatever you want. And by then you can gain the business expertise as to how to approach to get that equipment. You don't necessarily have to buy it outright. You don't have to go down to the bank and take out another note and go further into debt. What happens, folks, when you make the wrong decisions for the wrong reasons? I'm going to tell you what happens. You're going to struggle and you're going to be a statistic. Many people are going to be out of practice, and you are not, and you're going to end up trying to blame chiropractic. You're going to be the ones blaming chiropractic for your failures, when the truth is the fault lies in your own bad decisions. Look, we can lead you to the water, but we can't make you drink. You have got to listen to me in this short amount of time I have with you. We're going to pick the right markets for the right reasons. We're going to use principle over opinion. Okay? Let's throw my opinion out, and let's throw, let's say, your coach's opinion out, and let's throw your opinion out, and let's throw your spouse's opinion out. Let's throw everyone's opinions out, because opinions can be challenged. And let's make decisions on principles. Listen to me. You're not so smart. There's always that person out there. Listen to me on this. There's always that person. Doesn't matter what, how much I talk, no matter how much time I give to you. If we had face-to-face time at the meetings, or if I called you on the phone, beyond this recording, there's always going to be the person that says, you know what? I hear you, Tom, but I'm different. I have a different approach. I have a different technique. I have a different way I'm going to practice. I'm just different. I've got a great personality. People are attracted to me. I'm going to do it my own way. There's always the person that must touch the hot stove. In other words, listen, I don't want to be the exception to the rule. That's what separates me and my colleagues and AMC from all the rest. Yes, are there exceptions to the rule? Yeah, here and there. But by God, I've got to provide you godly wisdom. I got to provide you wisdom that works for everybody. So let's throw the opinions out and let's base our decisions on principles. Okay? And I'm not going to sit here and tell you that you're going to like everything that we have to tell you. Again, you have just recently come on with AMC. It's all new to you. You're still sitting there. You're not in a practice. You're not open. You still got the anxieties. You still got the fear, but you don't need to be, you don't need to fear anymore. Don't let fear paralyze you anymore. Don't be anxious anymore. You know, you can have hope in place of anxiousness because you've got experts now on your side to help you with this. But don't be that person that's going to be out there touching the hot stove, testing the waters, and say, surely they don't know what everything they're talking about. Yes, let me tell you, over 50 years have gone into the system that you have now signed up for. People that were practicing long before insurance came along and succeeding like no one, you know, no one's business. People that worked through the 80s, the heyday of the 80s, the people that worked through the managed care of the 90s, people that are working now with the limited insurance coverage, people now that are that have multiple cash practices, thousands of cash practices over the years, you know, and what does the future entail? There's always going to be something changing, but you know what? We're still facing the same battles that we were facing 50 years ago. I just recently read an article from a 1961 publication, And do you know what the whole article or the whole, actually the magazine was talking about over and over and over? Fear of the upcoming changes. At that point, it was President Kennedy inducting Medicare. All right. There was all this fear, all this, how is this going to affect us and so on. Guess what? The same system that is in place that you have available now was in place then. And it's always ever changing. It's improving. But it's available to you. So let's not be the person out there having to touch the hot stove. Yes, there have been over 10,000 offices opened over the years, successful offices, and 80 to 90% of them are still in practice to this day, are still open. Now, the original owner might have retired, but that practice, that system that it was established on is still open. So let me just point that out. You can, you know, you might not like everything, but that doesn't mean that you should make the mistake of picking and choosing what you're going to utilize. That's foolish. All right? That is foolish. to try to pick and choose out of a system, and you're coming out, and all you do is, and I'm not trying to, I don't want to offend you, but the fact of the matter is, unless you've run a lot of multiple clinics, unless you have become a multimillionaire while you were at school, that's the reason you're an AMC member now. You want help on how do I approach my financing? How do I get my capital? You want your expertise on how do I pick the market? How do I pick the location? How do I equip the location? How do I staff the location? How do I market the location? Once the new patients come in, how do I retain them? How do I get paid? How do I file insurance? How do I get referrals? How do I reduce the stress that so many of my colleagues that have gone before me have? How do you do that? You listen to your Right Start coach. Because the worst thing, here's a star point. I want you to write this down. The worst thing about making a mistake is normally not the mistake itself. Except like maybe if I was, chopping wood or something to chop my finger off. All right, that hurts immediately. But most of the time in life, when we make a mistake, we don't feel that mistake when we initially make it. We actually think it may have been a good decision, but it may be a day, hours, weeks, months, even years later before we discover, wow, that was a real mistake. So the worst thing about making a mistake is not the action of the mistake. Most of the time, it's living with the consequences of that mistake. And I'm here to tell you, where you choose to practice, the location you choose to practice in, how the size of practice, the length of lease that, or the purchase of the building, or how you do this, how you structure this, the initiation of this business, you will feel the effects of this. How you open will determine your longevity and success. It'll determine whether or not you're 3 to 5 years down the road going, I need to move and change locations. I made a mistake here. I'm gonna have to take an associate position to pay the bills. I've got to take a second job. That's what your colleagues out there are doing. They come to AMC after they've made all these mistakes, and AMC has to work around those mistakes. Sometimes they can't, once they've made the mistakes, they can't afford to get out of those locations or get out of those long-term leases and such. And AMC has to build a game plan to take them from there up. You've got an opportunity to not make those mistakes. So I'm just encouraging you while I've got time with you. Just because you don't like everything doesn't mean that you should pick and choose. Do not throw the baby out with the bathwater. One more thing I want to point out. A lot of you come out of school with these dream with dreams, and hey, that's what, if we don't have dreams, there's something to shoot for. You take hope away from a man or a woman, that person's going to die. So I'm not trying to trounce dreams here or nothing, but at the same time, depending on who you are, your background, your past mistakes, your past decisions, we all have them. The person I am today that's talking to you right now, I am just a result. I'm an example of the decisions and the choices that I've made in my past makes me the person I am today. The choices that I make today and going forward will make me the man that I'm going to be tomorrow and in the future. So we have things from our past that leads us. So as a right starter, you may not be totally equal to the person next to you. Maybe you're carrying a lot of debt, where another person in your class, they came through, they worked their way through school, and for some reason they don't have anything but their student loan debt. Whatever the case may be, you need to be going forward with this understanding that we have a dream. Maybe you have a dream of, I want a pediatric practice, and I want 2,500 square feet, and I want to do $750,000 a year. I want to practice in downtown Charlotte, North Carolina, or I want to practice in the suburbs of Chicago. You have all these things in your mind, but hear me say this. You may have a certain size practice or the like, but hear me say, you need to be ready to write this word down, adapt. Adapt. Be ready for adaptation to the perfect picture. All right? The perfect picture is obtainable, but because of our past decisions or where we find ourselves, we must act. We must get into the habit of striving for that bigger picture, but we must start where we can start, That's what I'm trying to get at you. I'll give you an example real quick because I don't want to just throw stuff against the wall and hope it sticks for you. I want you to hear this. One of the most successful practices that I was ever involved with, and I've had my hands in a number of them personally, where my money was involved in opening them, and managing them from day one and such. But there was one in particular. When that practice was sold, it was sold for right near $1 million. Okay, but it's not where that practice ended. It's where that practice started that I want you to hear. That practice was started in a phenomenal market. I did a lot of research. Okay, I knew the market we wanted to go to. However, when we went in there, the locations, there weren't that many. Honestly, at the time when I had the right person, and that's you, you're the right person to go into the right market. That's important. So I had the right person that was going to go into this market. Well, the main thoroughfare location was not available. We ended up getting on a side street. We opened in a converted house, an old house. And this was in the 90s. For those of you that are wanting to know, well, this was back in 1968, 1979. No, this was within the last 10, 15 years, this particular location. But it was a 1,600 square foot converted home. And from the start to finish, I went out and found other chiropractors that had gone out of business. And I picked up, a drop table here. I picked up a cervical chair there. I found used equipment to open this particular practice because of the doctor that was going in was under finance. So that may or may not be you. But listen to me. We opened that practice in that location. It was a fine location. It had a landmark, just like your coach, Right Start coaches are going to share with you. It had a landmark to go by, but it was on a side street. Did not have a lot of drive-by traffic. But we got that practice open for an out-of-pocket expense of $9,000. Now, you might be sitting on the other end here going, $9,000, people told me in school I needed $75,000 and so on. You know what? I can't say that everyone had what was best for you in their intentions. All I can share with you is, in most cases, practitioners can get open for $15,000 to $20,000, and then they need enough capital to make it for 90 days to live on. Now, but we can do it for less. And this was a great example. That practice opened for $9,000 out of pocket. We collected $24,000 our first month in practice, and it never looked back. Within 6 months, that practice was doing $40,000 a month. When we sold it, it was doing right at $75,000 to $80,000 a month. But see, by the time we sold it, we were in a 3,500 square foot building out on the main thoroughfare. We had moved up the chain. What I'm trying to get to you is be willing to adapt. Again, I want to go back to the title of this. Right decisions for the right reasons. Write it down. I want you to hear me. I want to just go back and, the worst thing about making a mistake is having to live with the consequences. You know, it's smart. You're smarter than your average bear, as Yogi used to say. You know, you've done more than what some people do. You've sought the guidance. But don't be the one that picks and chooses what they can. Don't be the person that says, you know what, no matter what you say, I'm going to go out and touch the hot stove. Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Just because you don't like it doesn't mean it shouldn't. You should pick and choose. You utilize it because it's principle-based and not opinion-based. Now, your coach is here to give you expert advice and guidance. But from this point on, hear me say it. There is nobody coming in riding in on a white horse to save you and to do all this for you. Make no mistake about it. We can help. Your coach is going to help you go into the right market, in the right location, with the right kind of lease. He's going to help you acquire the right kind of financing as best they can. They're going to help you make the right decision on leases and such like that. But from going forward, you're going to have to be willing to put the right attitude of whatever it takes, and then be willing to put action behind that attitude if you're going to acquire your dream. It takes work. I'm not going to sit there and blow smoke in your face. It takes work, folks, to be successful in business. You will not get to a point. I have never gotten to the point. All the businesses that I've owned and managed and operated and another business that I've helped get up and going, there's never been a point to where you get to sit back and take it easy. It's going to take work. You're a business owner. You're an educated entrepreneur, and you're a chiropractor. You have a lot of passion. You have a lot to offer humanity. You have the opportunity to do more for humanity in one day than most politicians do in their lifetime. You're a chiropractor. You're gonna be willing to work at it. You're gonna touch a lot of lives, but it's gonna take commitment and perseverance. And I'm here to tell you, you got a team of experts on your side. You got a family. You're a part of the AMC family now. And I'm here to tell you, the decisions that you have coming upcoming now, decisions that you'll need to make a year from now, and decisions that you'll need to make 5 years from now, you're surrounded with the people that can help you go to the next level. When you've got this office open and you've mastered that and you're up to whatever level you find is successful, and you get to that point and you want to open up other locations and have associate practicing, look, the AMC family is going to be there to surround you. But right now, we got to make the right decisions for the right reasons. And I strongly encourage you to follow what I'm telling you. I unfortunately don't get to sit down face to face with everybody. But this message was for no other reason than to share with you from my experiences what helps a right starter get out of the blocks fast. I don't want you being struggling. I don't want you 6 months from now saying and going, oh, I made a mistake. I went into a strip center with only 300 square feet because that's all I could get into. Or that. No, I'd rather see you go to Home Depot and get a job and wait another 6 months until we can get you into the right market, into the right location. Make sound decisions based on reason and principle, and don't make emotional decisions. Because the fact of the matter is, as Roy Sweat, one of my mentors, Dr. Roy Sweat, always said, we need you out there. We really do. And I want to see you out there 5 to 10 years from now training the next generation of chiropractors on how to do it right, rather than somebody out there picking up the pieces and having resentment and bitterness towards the profession of chiropractic just because of the wrong decisions at the wrong time. Based on the wrong reasons. Nope. Remember the title. Folks, go forward. Your coach is there to help you. Your directors are there to help you. From this day forward, make the commitment of making the right decisions for the right reasons. Thank you for your time, and God bless. Twenty-eight minutes.